pre-K, all three kids were at an EBR public school. They kept saying, it's just pre-K. He'll be okay when he gets to kindergarten. We transferred to another EBR school, and it was the same thing. They were more worried about holding him back than getting to the root of the problem. And he knew enough off of memory to where they couldn't hold him back. He was able to pass the test off of memory. So that's how he got through kindergarten, because he memorized. And then we get to first grade. And I'll never forget the first week of first grade, the teacher looked at me in my face and told me, I talked to the kindergarten teacher and he's probably not going to pass. So I sprung into action. I met with the vice principal, the guidance counselors. I had meetings with pupil appraisal. I mean, I sat here with a table full of five or six ladies telling them something is wrong with him. Pupil appraisal never tested him. The school never did what they were supposed to do. He just got held back. So I went the week before his second round in first grade and sat and talked to the vice principal again and told her, okay, he's in first grade again. We need to do something. And she told me, well, unfortunately, the children usually have to fail before any help can be done. So then we get to the end of first grade the second time, and he can't read. Anything that was a small sight word that he memorized, he could say them, but anything bigger that he would need to sound out, he didn't have the capabilities. He didn't know how. He was going to go to second grade and be behind again. But in the middle of first grade, since that the school that he was at had a low rating, I think they had a C or a D, I was able to apply for the scholarship. Lunchtime, the very last day, I applied. And I was like, okay, well, if you got picked, son, well, then this must be where you're supposed to be. And now he's at Hosanna. And I really felt when we did have orientation and they kept talking about, you know, the interventionist, and they introduced the interventionist, and I had no clue what an interventionist was. I remember one day I came up there and I seen a lady sitting in the hallway in a little tiny chair, one child sitting next to her, and they were reading. And I said, okay, well, I guess that's what an interventionist is. An interventionist will take the time for that individual child to see what their problem is. So if it's math, they're going to take you back to the beginning when you first start learning 1 + 1 and 1 + 2 to identify what the problem is and then get you up to your grade level. And that's what they did with him. It was his phonics. You can't read if you don't have good phonics. You can't sound out words if you don't have good phonics. So the interventionists and the school and the teachers, they figured out, okay, well, with Micah, it's phonics. So let's work on his phonics. That's what helped him. And he would come home, I don't need your help. I can read myself. Well, excuse us, mister. I think that kid will be okay.